The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Psalm 23:1. How do I find myself as a part of his flock, willing to follow the lead of the good shepherd and to not give a wink to fear, but fully trusting myself into his care? Sheep, the four-legged kind, will follow or respond to movement. One may break to the left, then they will all veer that way. And if one is nervous or appears upset, then they are all nervous and upset. They will blindly follow actions and reactions, and it may lead them to safety or to their death. This is called flock mentality. For mankind, the similarities are there in that there are those who will follow a false shepherd, who leading them into the darkness, the lost leading the lost, and the deceivers leading those that want but will not believe, and of those who will follow the good shepherd, leading them into the light, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a curious thing to see the differences in the two flocks on the earth that we are encountering each other every day. One proclaims the name of their shepherd. The other denies that they follow the one that's leading them. Those who follow the good shepherd seek to protect and encourage and to help others to flourish. And those who follow the false shepherd into darkness seek to kill the innocent and the weak. They encourage lifestyles that destroy not only individuals, but nations and people. Today, truth is cloaked in lies. And the more light that is shed on the things of the world that were once hidden, the more the evidence becomes made available as to the condition of people's hearts. And with that, the truth of God and his word shines even brighter, taking away the power of persuasion from the darkness and from the prince of this world. A good shepherd will lead you where he wants you to go for purposes he sometimes only knows. But a good shepherd will feed, protect, watch over, and guard his sheep. A false shepherd, a predator disguised, will take the ewes and the lambs to slaughter, and he will castrate the rams in order to contain submission. God's word will bring you into green pastures and give you drink from the living waters. Feel the hunger that gnaws at your soul. What other need then have I? What need above what he gives me and fills me with could bring upon me the peace and the rest offered me in his care? What cannot be shown to those in the darkness is what is and what it means to be loved. The life of a follower of darkness, a doer of evil and wicked things, in the thinking of, choosing to walk in the shadows for fear of being exposed for what they think, say, or do, and that willingly follow darkness, finds in life feelings of loneliness. They feel alienated and unloved, misrepresented and misunderstood. They feel passed by and taken for granted. They are deceived, broken, and struggling, and yet they refuse to let go. They have injurious thoughts and sink further into the shadows and whimper in their pain, wondering, does anyone even really care? And before they know of it, the transition that takes place in them comes to a completion. And where once weakness gave way to sadness, now they find strength in anger. And envy picks them up, and they are now committed to their false shepherd after having been deceived by him. Darkness does this. It isolates, it separates, it feeds you a steady diet of despair and hopelessness. It will guide you carefully down an embankment that you cannot climb back out of on your own. It will call out to you from within its cover, not wanting to expose the blood on its hands and the fire in its eyes. Darkness slips into even those places that are, though safe and secure, will raise doubt and instill fear, feed you a constant diet of lies, and give you drink laced with poisons and drugs to keep the induced state of frenzy under control. Calls for help are never answered. Care is a mirage never within reach, and truth a distant hill too steep to climb, with life an echo passing on the wind. All this is to say that while we are on the earth, we, each of us, has written within us, within and on our hearts, the words of God. His ways our conscious guide. And when we hear him, we have the ability to get up and to follow him, or to lie where we are and watch as darkness continues to descend around us. If we choose to stay where we are, it is to God we rebel against, but it is to one another that we strike out for the choices that we make. There's no life in darkness, and thus David writes, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." He describes a world in despair, a world in pain, a world constantly at war with God, a world that reeks of death. And among the bodies of the drug addicts, among the alcoholics, among the prostitutes and the sexually immoral, the sexually deceived, the deceived walk. It is here that they are given their only hope by this false shepherd. Believe what he says, that you can be set free by death, or hold tightly to the anger within, or to be free to display envy and jealousy. Take these divisions and raise them to the top of your priorities. Here are those who are willing to give up everything to believe what their heart tells them is too good to be true, and go where truth has no consequence. Here are the bodies of the babies who are only known by God because they were silenced before they uttered their first sound. Here are the bodies of the weak and the broken who would rather believe a lie than hear of or face the truth. And here are those who get lost in the noise. Here are the bodies of those that have never known life, tasted love, or heard the voice of the Good Shepherd calling to them, "Come, follow me," and gotten up to run to him out of the darkness and into the light. Those who have never tasted the sweet breath of the Holy Spirit or the embrace of the Good Shepherd as he gently and lovingly mended, repaired, and restored them from their wounds. Do you not see? Can you not hear the sounds of the lost as they cry from their prison? Can you not see their lifeless bodies or hear their moans? Why will they not come? John tells us in chapter 1, verse 4, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." Well, let me tell you about that light. He offers comfort, encouragement, and is always near. Look for him and you'll see him. He knows how to heal the wounds you've acquired, and tenderly he will teach you his ways and guide you down the path of righteousness. He will never leave you to find your own way. He will make for you a way out of every situation. And his faithfulness will amaze you and leave you breathless and at times beyond words. He is patient towards you as healing takes time. He is the breath of life. He is slow to anger, abounding in mercy. He is compassionate, a comforter, and merciful. His faithfulness you can stand on, for he will say what he will do, and then he does what he says. He himself is the very essence of that which you seek. He is love, pure and holy. Life is and can be very hard. People are striking out at one another. They are angry, frustrated, searching for what can be found in no other but Christ Jesus, and refusing to come to him or to believe in him. The false shepherd will tell you that there are many paths to God, and he will lead all that will follow him into the darkness, himself disguised as a god. One day, though, that dark cover will be lifted, and all who are encapsulated within will be exposed by the light. And upon the earth will come the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And at that day, all will be called to answer to him for the life that they chose to live. And on that day, they will speak what they refused to acknowledge prior to that day, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And on that day, those who chose the darkness over the light will find that death has not released them from their pain, but has only sealed them for eternity to suffer it. It is by the choice that one makes that they will either know life or death. And as we journey through the days given us on the earth, David expresses, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." It is the Lord's protection and authority. "They are mine," can claim those who follow the Good Shepherd. And he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You face the dangers of hell every day, and you on your own can't escape it, or see how to avoid it, or be delivered from it. Your choices are to live or die, to be filled or to be hungry, to be restored a conqueror or remain broken a victim, to continue to hate and to fear or to learn to love and be loved, to follow the good shepherd or be led away from him. If you cannot see the dangers, the snares, and the traps set around you, how will you be able to hear and understand the warnings being heralded to you? Reach out your hand. Let your heart be released from its heaviness and step into the light. It is the one thing in your life that you will never regret, and you will ask yourself day after day as you thank him for his faithfulness, what took me so long? And why did I fight the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life? And then bless the name of Jesus.